Hello, Hacker Puppet Radio people. This is Dave again, and coming to you from the Honda Civic, doing another installment of Hacker Puppet Radio. And actually, this installment is a couple of days late. This was to have aired 2 days ago, but I'm just now recording it. I have been slack, or slacker than usual, I should say. I've just been very busy. Anyway, for what it's worth, here it is anyway. And I want to, in addition to just doing a Hacker Puppet Radio episode, I want to do one with a disclaimer. This episode will not be extremely authoritative. And I'm not an expert on this. Expert's the wrong word. An authority. I am somewhat of an authority. I know enough about which I am getting ready to speak to get what I need to get done, but I am by no means an expert on the subject. And as such, I will occasionally misspeak. And as well as is that correct English? I am doing this from a car, so I'm going to use that as an excuse, as well as when I incorrectly describe something as being this or that. Anyway, what I want to talk about is what I did to beautify my fonts, and specifically fonts in terminal windows and virtual terminals in Linux. And this is information, of course, that can be found on the internet. And if this picture interests any, you may want to do some Google searching on the subject. But I want to talk about setting up the Terminus fonts, and or ArtWiz fonts for that matter, for use in X Windows, in Xterm Windows or Xterminals, as well as the virtual console. So we will start with Xterms. If you're using the GNOME terminal or XFCE4 terminal or console, this is easy enough done once you have the Terminus fonts installed. Now, if you're not interested in the Terminus fonts, Terminus fonts are, by the way, a family of bitmap fonts, and that's where I'm going to have to claim some ignorance. I'm pretty sure these are bitmap fonts. I get confused sometimes. I know there's bitmap and there's TrueType fonts, and you can anti-alias some of those, or maybe both, I'm not sure, but there's bitmap and there's TrueType. I'm sure there's others too, but specifically talking about Terminus fonts and ArtWiz fonts, those are both bitmap. And it normally, you know, out of the box, those three terminal packages, the ones I just mentioned, GNOME terminal, XFCE4 terminal, and console, are going to come pre-configured with probably TrueType, but monospaced. They say that may be a contradiction too. They come pre-configured with a quite usable set of fonts, but the Terminus fonts are touted as being quite easy on the eyes for prolonged use in using the terminal or virtual terminals. Oftentimes people will be at those for long periods of time, so Terminus is supposed to reduce eye strain. I just like the Terminus fonts because they look better and they are easier to read. Anyway, but before you can customize any of these terminals, these three that I've just mentioned are A-Term or E-Term or X-Term or any of the other terminals, terminal windows, you're going to need to install the Terminus set of fonts. And this is going to be Debian-specific, Debian or Ubuntu-specific, so you will need to install those, and that's done with an apt-get install Terminus. Well, it's not just Terminus, it's going to be like xfonts-terminus. And you might as well, if they're available in your repo, install the ArtWiz 2 fonts. So that would be apt-get install xfonts-ArtWiz 2. The ArtWiz 2 fonts are often used in Fluxbox for menus, and they do look nice, especially on LCD screens. That's my opinion, at least. Anyway, but now that you have the xfonts-terminus fonts installed, you will need to set up... you'll need to reconfigure the font config-config program. So as a privileged user, do dpkg-reconfigure space font config-config. And there'll be several, but this is already configured for you. That's why you're doing a reconfig. So when you installed your distro, this package is, you know, comes with a already pre-configured. So, and more than likely, bitmap fonts haven't been enabled, or at least with Debian and Ubuntu, they aren't. So that's why you're doing the dpkg-reconfigure on font config-config. And you can accept the defaults for all of these. The screens that the incursors dialog will come up, and you'll be presented with some choices, all of which right now are, my memory's sort of fuzzy on. It's going to ask you about subpixel rendering, if you want that done automatically, and or bitmap font. Well, the screen you're most concerned with is the one where it asks you if you want to use bitmap fonts. And just put yes here. This will not keep you or prevent you from using any of the other fonts or TrueType fonts. This will just allow you to use bitmap fonts in addition. So once you've done that, then from within, so, you know, do the dpkg reconfigure font config-config, enable the bitmap font option. And after you've done that, you will then be able to see the Terminus fonts and the ArtWiz fonts, if you have them installed, available as options in the configuration dialogs for GNOME Terminal or XFCE 4 Terminal or Console. And like I said, if you have those terminal packages installed, which I'm sure you do, that's easy enough to configure from a drop-down menu. I think you can right-click in GNOME Terminal and select Edit Current Profile, or you can right-click in XFCE 4 Terminal and go to Preferences, and then under Appearances or maybe Fonts, you can see a drop-down there. You can choose Terminus there. Or from Console, you can, from the Settings menu, possibly configure Console and then go to the Fonts dialog there and choose Terminus. But what if you're using Xterm or A-Term or E-Term? How do you do that? Well, they each handle a little differently. I'm only going to talk about Xterm because that's commonly installed by default among Linux distributions. But with Ubuntu specifically, if you hit Control and then right-click inside an Xterm window, you will see a pop-up menu or a drop-down, I guess a menu appear, and you can select different size fonts, and there'll be, in the case of Ubuntu, it's a grayed-out selection for select or execute selection, which, you know, once you've set the font size, you can then make that selection permanent. But that's grayed out in Ubuntu, so the option to set the font from the right-click menu has been disabled in Ubuntu. So how do you get around that? Well, you create a file in your home directory, a hidden file called .xdefaults. Before you do that, well, I guess go ahead and do that. You can, you know, just fire up Vim and edit that file if it doesn't exist, or create the file if it doesn't exist. And then using a program called xfontsel, that's short for X Font Selection, this X-F-O-N-T-S-E-L, fire that up, and what you're presented with is a window, and with several 8 or 9 selections that you can select, and you select them from left to right, and as you make a selection, it narrows your choices into others. And my memory is going to be fuzzy on this too in the car, but I mean, I think it starts out with Foundry. So for the X-Terminus fonts, you click on Foundry and you'll choose XOS4, and then under the next one you click Family. And like I said, this is going to be from memory and at best fuzzy. You'd choose Terminus, and then etc. Down the line, the menus at the top, you just click and select, and what you're going to end up with is a description of the Terminus font, and it'll read something like dash XOS 4 dash Terminus dash medium dash R dash normal dash asterisk dash 14 dash 140 dash 72 dash 72 dash C dash 80. Well, that's dash asterisk dash C dash 80 dash ISO 8859 dash 15. I will not read that again, but my point is use xfontsel to pick the font you want. And this is only going to list the bitmap fonts, and it's going to list all the information you need. That's what's between all those dashes. And then you take that string that's generated in the xfontsel window, and you use that in your .dot capital X defaults file that you just created in your home directory. So you'll want to create two lines in your .x defaults file that you just created, and they both, well, the first line is going to be xterm asterisk font space colon, I think there's a space, it may just be colon, and then that string dash xos forward dash terminus dash medium dash etc etc etc, and then create another line below that one that says xterm asterisk bold capital F font colon, and then that same string. And the reason you're putting the same string is because it's a widely held belief that bold fonts look bad in xterm Windows. Anyway, so this will do two things. It will enable the terminus fonts in your xterm window, as well as prohibit the use of bold fonts for the terminus font. So if you've configured, if you've done like I said, and you've configured GNOME Terminal, XFCE 4 Terminal, and Console to use the terminus fonts, and then done the xterm, then that's four terminals all configured to use that. So no matter which terminal you're going to use, you're going to be using the same size terminus fonts in each of them. So that's a consistency thing. Plus, you know, it's a readability thing. So I recommend doing this if you haven't already. I think you will be impressed with the improvement. It's a noticeable improvement, at least in my mind. I think it looks better than the sans font that comes by default. Now, say you wanted to do this in, I guess before I go much further, before I leave X Windows, I just got a new Lenovo ThinkPad T61, and it's got a 15.4-inch TFT LCD monitor, LCD screen, and I'm running at the native resolution, which I think is 1680 by 1050 or something like that. Now, when I first used it, the fonts were just way too small for my soon-to-be 42-year-old eyes. And I went through the motions of increasing the font sizes and doing things like that, and I wasn't getting the effect I wanted, especially in Fluxbox, because I could make the fonts bigger in applications, I could make the fonts bigger in, you know, but I was having to do this for GNOME and GNOME apps and KDE apps, and I was having to do it in X terms, but the Fluxbox menu, it was just still way too small, and I realized that it was because my DPI settings, dots per inch, I guess, or that's what that stands for, were set at 96, which it isn't the best selection for a widescreen monitor, especially one running at 1680 by 1050 on a 15.4-inch display. So you can look up charts on the internet, but in essence what you do is you measure the diagonal dimension of your screen, your 15.4-inch display, and there's a chart you can look up. That number against your resolution tells you the dots per inch that are most conducive for visible fonts. And in my case, it was going to be 129, and that rendered the fonts too big for me, so I settled on 120. So that's easy enough to set up in your GNOME dialogues or your GNOME settings and your KDE settings and XFCE settings. There's places for under display or window manager or fonts. You know, I guess it's under appearance and fonts on each of those window environments. You can set the DPI to 120 in my case, or 96, or whatever you want. But if you want that to carry over to window managers like Fluxbox that don't come with a graphical tool where you can set the dots per inch for that session, the X session, you'll need to set this up in GDM, so you can run as a privileged user GDM setup. And under the security tab, there is a button that says configure X server, and there's a string in there that actually starts X. It's going to say start X space dash BR space something. I don't know what it's going to say exactly, but it's looking for the string in the GDM setup under security, under configure X server, that starts X. It's going to say start X something and then some other stuff, and you will want to insert in there a dash DPI space 120 in my case after start X. And when you restart X, or restart GDM, next time you reboot or restart GDM and fire up Fluxbox, it will then have the same DPI that GNOME and KDE do, so your menus are going to look better, more readable for nearly 42-year-old eyes. Anyway, I'm going to leave X Windows for the moment, or I guess for the episode, and move to the virtual terminal. And I've been using Linux for more than a dozen years, and this is something I've never done. Every distribution I've ever installed has taken upon itself to set up the console for me, or it's something you do, and you normally just set the defaults and you go on and install Linux and get to using it, and maybe never give it a second thought as far as the fonts go for your virtual terminals. But if you want to use Terminus fonts for your virtual terminal, what you'd need to do is, as a privileged user, do an apt-get install console-terminus. And this will install obviously enough, the Terminus fonts for the console. And then you will need to reconfigure console-setup, that package. So as a privileged user, again, do a dpkg-reconfigure space console-setup. And from there, you will be supplied with the already configured defaults. But when you get to the screen, and I've actually forgotten what the screen says, but you'll be, I guess it's the encoding, character encoding screen. The Terminus fonts don't do characters of Greek and Hebrew, so you will want to limit your choices here to, I guess it's Latin, Slavic and non-Slavic, and I will mispronounce this, Cyrillic, C-Y-R-I-L-L-I-C. I've never known how to say that word. Anyway, that choice on that particular incursive screen reads combined dash Latin, comma, Slavic and non-Slavic and Cyrillic. Choose that one, because if you choose one that has Greek and Hebrew in there as well, the Terminus fonts will not become available to you. Anyway, the very next screen allows you to choose bitmap fonts, and it will allow you to choose the Terminus fonts. And I think if you've installed the console-terminus font package, you'll have a Terminus Bold, a Terminus VGA, and maybe a Terminus VGA Bold. And this is an LCD, so I just chose Terminus, not Terminus Bold, because it's going to look like crap. And was done. And when I immediately, that change took place immediately, I had Terminus fonts in my console. Now, one thing I did have to do is by default, the console was rendered, I think, at 800 by 600 or something, so I had to add the VGA equals 897 or something to get a 14. I think that's what it was. I can't remember. Maybe an 867. You can look that chart up too, but you know, on my grub stands, I had to add a VGA equals 897 to get 1440 by 900 resolution. Anyway, that's what I did, and in some fuzzy detail and probably some misspeaks along the way, that's as best as I can describe it in a car, what I did to enable bitmap fonts across the board in all my Xterm windows, and specifically the Terminus package and ArtWiz 2 as well, in my virtual console too. So if you've not done this, and a lot of you probably have, but if you haven't, give it a try. It's not going to hurt anything. You can always change it back to like it was. This is an easy thing to do, but it's a thing that should make your life more better, especially when you're spending time at the console. Anyway, that's going to do it for now, and tune in tomorrow for another Hacker Public Radio.
Thank you for listening to Hacker Public Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.